rancidity in walnuts that aren't kept refrigerated. What's causing that problem? I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Well, Bob Beattie has some answers. Beattie is a UCANR farm advisor from Kings County Emeritus. He still widely consults with growers. He describes what's going on with rancidity.
Well, I think that the walnut is it's an excellent food source, but as you have mentioned, walnuts are very prone to rancidity, and they're also subject to what we refer to as kernel darkening in the industry, when in fact it actually is the pellicle tissue, or what might be known commonly as the skin of the walnut. The actual meat doesn't turn dark. It's the pellicle tissue, the skin, and the skin is what limits the oxidation of the oils within the meat of the nut. And the research data shows that as the pellicle tissue darkens, why it's an index for more rapid oxidation of the oils within the meat, which eventually leads to rancidity. And that, of course, is a very big negative for walnut consumption.
And there it is, the cause of rancidity, which the Walnut Commission is trying to work on. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.